This is Brian Rashid Global coming to your local device. For this magic moment, we go to Colombia. Guys, I want to use this flag as the memento of the day because this country, Colombia, is one of the most near and dear places in my heart for so many different reasons. And I just want to basically express to you guys today a little bit about why Colombia matters to me, what the journey has been for the last year around this magical country and the people that live and work there. And just real honored to share today. Yesterday was the Colombian Independence Day. We celebrated at a Silvestre concert, and that's where I actually got this flag. A gentleman was kind enough to gift me this flag, so I wanted to use it for today's Magic Moment Monday. Colombia, I actually just discovered about a year ago. I took a trip with a colleague and really good friend of mine down there. He said, Brian, we got some cheap flights. Why don't we go down? We've known each other since law school, and we can go down with a couple other lawyers and see if we can do some work down there. And what the second I arrived in the first place that I ever went in Colombia was Medellin. And the second that I arrived in Medellin, I just fell completely in love with everything about it. The culture, the people, the weather, the spirit of innovation and entrepreneurship, the beauty, everything. And so for the last year, I've spent 6 months in Colombia between Medellin, and then I started to also love Bogota. So I've visited Cartagena, I visited Cali, I had a very special time in both of those places as well. But what I really want to share with you today is that what Colombia does for me, for my soul. You know, there's such a gross misconception around what is Colombia. You think of drugs and the FARC and Pablo Escobar and violence and all of these things that come to your mind when you think of Colombia. And every Colombian that I meet will tell you that that was absolutely true in the 80s and 90s. The thing is that it's changing. There's such an appetite right now for innovation, for entrepreneurship. In fact, what really thrills me about it, and which is a big reason that I built a company that has an office in Colombia, is because it's the first generation of people that get to redefine how the world views their country. You know, our generation, the millennials, the 30-year-olds, whatever, their parents and their parents' parents, their grandparents, the drugs and the violence was a reality, and the kidnappings and all of that, they tell the stories, and it was a bad time. But right now, things are changing so rapidly, and there's so much pride and there's so much opportunity that they are taking it in their hands to basically become the change leaders, to basically become the pioneers of innovation in their country, and they're really excited about it. And so for me to get to play a small part in that, whether it be offering them products or services, or whether it be as a speaker sharing knowledge, or whether it be employing people in the country, is a real honor for me, and it's something that I take very seriously. So Colombia is a very special place for me. The music, the people, the energy, the food, the vibrancy, the colors, the flowers, the warmth, the sabor, the alegría. It's named one of the happiest countries in the world consistently year after year. It's all the festivals and the parades and the people and everything. So today from New York City, I just want to, you know, wave the bandera and say thank you to Colombia for welcoming me, for making me feel so received, but more important, for the lessons of hope and resilience that you provide to me, and that I hope that I can provide to you in some small way. Thank you, Colombia. Te quiero mucho. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please check me out on all of the social worlds, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and YouTube at Brian Rashid Global. See you there.